We have spoken on a number of occasions to Graham Gordon, the founder of Guardian Technologies. Now, Guardian have finally managed to get the TGA to approve one of their rapid antigen tests. It's called the Guardian T3 Saliva Rapid Antigen Test. It's got some very different qualities to the normal rapid antigen test kits that you may have been using. Graham's back on the line. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm well. Good to get that TGA approval. It took a long time.
Well, the hoops and bars you have to jump over are there for a reason, to make sure you've got the right product. I think we did reasonably well getting through in the time frame we did. Some others took 7 or 8 months. We took about 3.5.
We've used your kit and the app, and it all works perfectly. But for those people who don't know, can you explain the correlation between the kit itself and the app on your phone?
Yeah, I can. We might have spoken previously about the complexity of nasal pharyngeal tests and the shallow nasal tests and the ways that it can go wrong. There's 6 to 24 of them, depending on which kit you're using. A long time ago, we determined that simplicity was going to be number one. And so we found an organisation that could work with us to develop a product that had multiple user focus. So we're working on the basis it's not just mum and dad who are taking tests in the general Australian. It's actually disability groups. So we're working with Vision Australia and Disability Services Australia and Connectability. And we're working to make sure that everybody from age 4, those with low vision, those who are elderly, physical dexterity problems or cognitive disabilities, can all use the product because they all need to use these products to give themselves that satisfaction that they're COVID-free. The combination of the software and the test is very simple, but it is important that once you've completed your test, you've got the proof. And if you're working, you can share that proof with your employer. If you're going to a restaurant, you can share that proof at the door when you walk in with a certificate that has a valid basis to it and can be tracked and traced right back to the manufacturing point of the kit. So we spent a lot of energy and a lot of time in the last 9 months or so getting it right.
And one of the great things about this is that the test results, when you get it up on the app, it says, you're negative. And the result stays there just for 72 hours. So you can't actually use an old test to prove anything. You've actually got to use the current test, which makes it so much more valuable to people like, health authorities who need people to test negative to go and work in a hospital, for example.
Exactly. And the test you used, unfortunately, was a sample. Not unfortunately, because it still works well, but the new tests that are launching right now and Department of Justice New South Wales are our first client, have a QR code on the test kit. So when you first start using it, you take a QR scan. And then when you finish, you take that photo for the result and the system scans the QR code again and matches them and says, yes, well, actually, you started the test 11 minutes ago with that kit and now you've got the result with that kit. And it scrubs it off our database, so you can't use that kit again. So if you ever take another photo, it scans that QR code and says, no, that's an invalid. You've used that before.
And it's a saliva test, not a nasal swab, right?
Yeah, and it's a simple saliva. It's 30 to 60 seconds, depending on whether you're a high saliva generator or a low saliva generator. There are two different distinctions with people. So 60 seconds is the standard. You put it in your mouth. You don't have to scrape the sides of your mouth. You don't have to move it around 10 times. You just put it in your mouth and generate some saliva. It'll eventually go pink in 30 to 60 seconds and off you go. Put the lid back on, put it on the desk. 10 minutes later, it's there.
Who ideally is this designed for? People listening to me who are still, wanting to test, say, their younger children before they go to school because they want to be super careful, or who's it actually designed to work for?
We have designed it to work for everybody. So from 4 years up, it's approved by the TGA for use. Obviously, from 4 to 16, you have to have parental supervision. But parental supervision is logical if you're giving someone 4 years of age something they can stick up their nose. So, yeah, from 4, they can manage the test and have no problems at all. And all the way through to, we've had people with Parkinson's use the test. We've had people with, physical and other manual dexterity issues use the test and they have no problem at all. We've had the Vision Australia and Vision 2020 look at the test and they've said that it's highly suitable for their low vision.
So where can we get it from?
Right now, we're working with major corporates and we have done for a long time in terms of our software because, most people don't see the logic until we've brought together the self-check app the way you've seen it. So we're working with those large corporates, with small corporates, with disability providers and carers, with doctors, et cetera. the general population will only get this if we can score a deal with somebody who's smart enough to put it on the shelves.
Well, let's hope that happens. Graeme, good to catch up with you again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Graeme Gordon, the founder of Guardian Technologies.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. Join Steve Price and Natasha Belling live weekdays from 7 a.m. on the Listener app. Listener.